I'm alright. Nobody but about me. Why you got to give me a fight? Can't you just let it be? All right. Hi again, everybody, and welcome back aboard our local hour here on two of my favorite radio stations in the entire nation, of course, 1450 AM KBFI in beautiful Bonner's Ferry, as well as 97.1 FM KSPT here in somewhat sunny Sandpoint. I'm your host, Bob Witte. It's Thursday here in North Idaho, so we call this local hour North Idaho Thursday. We've got another good show for you today. First up, Carrie Bertrand from the Kootenai and Bonner Title is with us, as well as Emily Bradley, who is the Executive Director of the North Idaho Building and Contractors Association, and they'll be telling us all about the Parade of Homes that is coming to Sandpoint for the first time ever. Can't wait to hear about that. It's coming up here in just a couple of minutes. And in our second segment, we'll welcome back in the ladies from the Sandpoint Senior Center. Brenda and Marie are here. We'll find out what's happening with the seniors through the month of September and how their wine tasting went at the end of August. We'll talk about that. And in our final segment today, we'll meet Joyce Jowdy, the Community Engagement and Adult Programming Coordinator for the East Bonner County Library here in Sandpoint. Joyce will be telling us about some programs that are taking place at the Sandpoint Library throughout the month of September. What else is going on? Well, if you're interested in learning how to stock your own herbal cabinet and make simple herbal applications for common health conditions, this is your weekend. Old Mountain Remedies can show you how. This evening, 6 o'clock, they are at the Sandpoint Community Hall, and then Friday and Saturday at the Sandpoint Adventist Church. For more information, go to sandpointadventist.org. That's sandpointadventist.org to learn more about how to do that. Interesting subject. A lot of interesting things going on. It is the fourth and final Sandpoint Summer Music Series concert this afternoon. It's happening at Farm and Park, 3rd and Main Street, downtown Sandpoint. Let's see, the Monday Night Blues Crew, I believe that's the Eichhardt's Monday Night Blues Crew, will be performing along with Headwaters. And that Headwaters is not blues, it's more bluegrassy. And that'll be going on 6 o'clock on. There's Eichhardt's Beer Garden out there in the park and a few other vendors and stuff like that. Please don't bring your own beer or wine. That's like against the law. You don't want to do that. Friday, there's a Monarch Grind movie night at the Panada Theaters, Syringa Cyclery, and the Idaho Panhandle Gravel Series that takes place this summer. Will be held on the 16th of September. And the Panada Theater will be showing a short film by Scott Rulander and the classic feature film Breaking Away. And that is happening tomorrow evening. For tickets and more information, you can go to panada.org. And you just heard the commercial a few minutes ago for Pondere Neighbor Day. It is this Saturday. And trying to think, it's like 9 or 10 years done Pondere Neighbor Day now, and to my knowledge, it has rained just about every time. The forecast for Saturday is not rain. It's going to be warm, sunny, and perfect, so you can enjoy. Oh, here, I looked it up. The 7th Annual Family Friendly Community Carnival, Pondere Neighbor Day, fun for all ages. It's at Harbison Field, which most of you drive by all the time and don't even know it's there. It's behind the Hoot Owl of Highway 200 in Pondere. It's happening Saturday from 1 to 6. The event is free and open to everyone. There's live music with Justin James from 1:45 to 5:45. Enjoy vendors, pony rides, face painting, a beer garden, petting zoo, carnival games, kids, crafts, inflatables, and more. Sponsored, of course, by the city of Pondere. So that's always fun. Also, before you head over to Harbison Field in Pondere for Pondere Neighbor Day at 10:30 Saturday morning, check out the Sand Creek Regatta. This happens once a year in Sand Creek. It's a fun and local man-made raft race, always hysterical. A lot of the rafts don't make it up Sand Creek and back. There's no pre-existing watercraft are allowed. You build your own raft from scratch and then come race in order to win bragging rights. There's no limit on how many people it can carry. Life jackets are required. For more information and photos of previous years, you can check it out on Facebook. And that is this Saturday, this September 9th at 10:30 a.m. And probably the best viewing is along the bike path there along Sand Creek. They go in between Bridge Street and the Cedar Street Bridge and turn around and come back. Can't wait to see the Sandpoint Reader entry, as they have won that most of the time. Anyway, it's always fun, and that is happening Saturday. So even before that, get up Saturday morning, starting at 9 o'clock, go to Sandpoint Farmers Market in Farm and Park. That happens from 9 until 1. Then go over to the Regatta and enjoy that at 10:30, and then head out to Ponderay for Ponderay Neighbor Day. Sounds like a great Saturday happening here in Sandpoint. Happening here on the show, we have Carrie Bertrand with us and Emily Bradley. They'll be telling us about the Parade of Homes, and also Brenda and Marie from the Senior Center. And then Joyce Jowdy will be with us from the Sandpoint Library. So if I were you, I'd stick around.
What's new at Mountain Traders? Sacred Seed Homeschool Store is now open. A cozy cabin dedicated for buying and selling quality used homeschool curriculum. Also, now hosting Righteous Canine, basic to advanced dog training. Contact Mountain Traders for class schedules. An outdoor cast iron Dutch oven cooking class is scheduled Saturday, September 30th. Sign up early, as space is limited. Mountain Traders local training post, located on Highway 95, 10 short miles north of Ponderay. For info, go to mountaintraders.net.
Hey, Don Thomas here for Selkirk Glass and Cabinets, Carpet One, and Sandpoint Furniture, also known as the Ponderay Design Center. And that's what I want to talk about today, who and what we are, and all that we can provide in the way of making your house a home, just like the radio jingle. Well, it's never been more true than today. I think the best way to explain all that is by example. So let's say you're a building contractor in the beginning stages of a new home or a full-scope remodel. You've got a time frame and a budget to keep in check. You've used us before, so you're confident you can send your clients to our design center. And they'll see lots of product and make lots of decisions. Maybe they'll start at the Carpet One showroom and pick out bathroom, kitchen, and floor tile, carpet, wood flooring, and even area rugs. Then they'll come on over next door to our Selkirk Glass and Cabinet showroom. They'll see offerings shown in doors, windows, cabinets, shower glass, and more. And now, they've saved enough money, they'll want to head back over to our Sandpoint Furniture showroom to take a closer look at all the beautiful displays there. So whether you're a builder or a homeowner, you owe it to yourself to come check us out at the Ponderay Design Center. That's the only place you need to go.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month. A savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, call SelectQuote at 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050. Or go to SelectQuote.com. 1-800-452-5050. That's 1-800-452-5050.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at selectquote.com/commercials.
Looking for a fun way to win up to 25 times your money this football season? Test your skills on Prize Picks, the most exciting way to play daily fantasy sports. Just select two or more players, pick more or less on their projection for a wide variety of statistics, and place your entry. It's as easy as that. If you have the skills, you can turn $10 into $250 with just a few taps. Easy gameplay, quick withdrawals, and an enormous selection of players and stat options are what make Prize Picks the number one daily fantasy sports app. Ready to test your skills? Join the Prize Picks community of more than 7 million football fans who have already signed up. Right now, Prize Picks will match your first deposit up to $100. Just visit prizepicks.com/primetime and use code PRIMETIME. That's code PRIMETIME at prizepicks.com/primetime for a first deposit match up to $100. Prize Picks, daily fantasy sports made easy.
Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for restrictions and details.
KSPT, KBFI, North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back here on North Idaho Thursday. I'm your host, Bob Witte. We are joined with Carrie Bertrand from Bonner Title and Kootenai Title, is along with Emily Bradley, who's the Executive Director of the North Idaho Building and Contractors Association, and Levi Snyder, who is the General Manager of Monogram Homes and President of the North Idaho Building and Contractors Association. Hope I got all that right.
Absolutely. Thanks for having us.
How is everybody?
It's a beautiful day.
It is a beautiful day. And Carrie, you instigated this interview here, and you've been on the show before introducing Bonner Title.
Yes, glad to be here.
Tell us about the Parade of Homes, what it is, and has it always only been in Coeur d'Alene and now it's coming up here? Is that what's happening?
Yeah, so this is the first ever Parade of Homes in Sandpoint, and actually comes to you with Levi as the president of the North Idaho Builders and Contractors Association. That was his vision because, as it says in the title, North Idaho, it had previously been in Coeur d'Alene, but we wanted to be all-encompassing, and that was Levi's vision to bring all of the NIBCA, North Idaho Builders and Contractors Association, to Sandpoint, and that includes Home and Garden Show as well as Parade of Homes. So I'll let Emily talk a little bit more about what the Parade of Homes actually is.
Let me ask the questions. Emily, what actually is the Parade of Homes?
The Parade of Homes is a chance for our builders to showcase the quality and craftsmanship that they have. So you get to go into these one-of-a-kind custom homes and see homes that you never would see any other time of the year. And the builders just go all out on these homes. So you see the high-end, custom, new trends, innovative designs throughout these homes.
So when and where is the Parade of Homes happening?
So the Parade of Homes this year is happening. It starts on September the 16th, and it will go 2 weekends in Coeur d'Alene. And here in Sandpoint on September 30th and October 1st, it'll be our first Parade of Homes.
In October 1st. So to view these homes, Levi, we'll switch to you. First of all, are these homes like people are living in them?
As a general rule, no, absolutely not. These are some of these homes are what we would refer to as a pre-sold, i.e. there's a client who's anxiously awaiting their opportunity to live in the home. But this is a snapshot, this unique opportunity to visit these homes before residency and see, you know, not only what new trends and designs look like, but also what's building look like in North Idaho? What do new homes look like? And, you know, if you're looking for remodeling opportunities or for that next home purchase yourself, you know, what are the different opportunities and different locations where builders are putting in their latest and best?
So these are various builders in North Idaho.
We have a wide array. Everything from entry-level homes, you know, that first-time home buyer, you're going to have something to experience, all the way up to, if you're wanting to see what an unlimited budget, you know, looks like, we have those kinds of homes in there too.
And don't go to my house.
Hey, it won't be in my house either, but I might see a tile that I like, or I might see a new and unique HVAC system that might bring a new level of efficiency to my home, and it might spur on that, you know, maybe it's time to change out my aging system, and maybe I give that contractor a call about, you know, getting a quote.
So how does it work? I mean, do you get like a map of the homes and you drive yourself around at your leisure on these on September 30th and October 1st here in the Sandpoint area?
Yeah. So the best thing to do is we have ticket sales. Ticket sales happen here in Sandpoint at the Tin Roof. We also have ticket sales going on in Coeur d'Alene Builder Supply and CDA Paving in Coeur d'Alene. And with that comes a guidebook, and I brought you a sample. Oh, you can't see it on the radio, but in there are all of the homes, and you can see the pricing, you can see how many bedrooms it has, you can see the renderings of the home, and then the map will also get you to all the different locations. We also have an app, the North Idaho Parade of Homes app, that you can type in, and it will look up all the different addresses and it will GPS you right to where you need to go for most of the homes. We have a couple who still aren't, Google hasn't caught up with, but for the most part, you'll be able to easily access all the homes that way.
That's North Idaho Parade of Homes. Go to the app store and, yep, and find North Idaho Parade of Homes and learn more about that. So we don't have time to download that app right this second. How spread out is this? Like, should you plan a whole day to drive around, or?
I would definitely plan a whole day, mainly because you're going to want to spend some time in these homes. Typically, it takes between three hours to drive, for me, to drive from house to house to house when I do my deliveries. But stopping and enjoying the homes, definitely make time for that and make time for lunch in between. Gotcha. It's a great outing.
And how far, Levi, in the Sandpoint general area will this encompass? I mean, are you going to Bonner's Ferry? Is that far away? Is it all in Bonner County? Do we know yet?
We're all in Bonner County. We have four homes that are entered this year, this being the inaugural year of bringing this experience to Sandpoint.
Well, let's go back a step. Now that you've said that, why are you bringing this to Sandpoint when you've historically only done it in Kootenai County?
It's been such a remarkable opportunity for us to dialogue with the community down in Coeur d'Alene. And there's been interest expressed about bringing that up here. You know, there's so many amazing locations up here in Sandpoint and so many beautiful homes being built that you know, either the builders or even the clients are wanting to have this opportunity to show. I know that, you know, between Schweitzer all the way to Idaho Club, there's amazing homes.
I figured there's that at the Idaho Club, yeah.
Oh, there's always something going on out at the Idaho Club. But we're pretty excited about what those opportunities bring, as the show has become a yearly staple for us down in Coeur d'Alene, and there are people who mark their calendar by it. It comes right after the Kootenai County Fair down there. You know, this is their next weekend adventure, and we're excited to be part of that in this yearly tradition of showing how building has grown in North Idaho.
And so do you suggest to learn more, do you go to this app? Or is there a website?
Yeah, that or nibca.com.
nibca.com.
Yeah.
And so what is NIBCA, and what in general do you guys do?
The North Idaho Building Contractors Association is a conglomeration of over 330 local businesses who come together as your local building contractors group. It's a resource primarily. We exist to provide opportunities for the community to find whether they're looking for remodelers, they're looking for new home construction, multifamily construction. We start as a resource, but from there we're involved protecting the industry, ensuring that there's adequate home supply, or at least doing our best to overcome local challenges as far as construction goes. But beyond that, we also exist to create an opportunity for dialogue, networking, and ultimately the betterment of the industry.
Very good. So back to you, Emily. Are there events going on with the Parade of Homes? We mentioned before we came on a sip and stroll. What exactly is that?
Yeah, so today, starting at 4 o'clock, we have three businesses in downtown Sandpoint. Carrie, hop in if you need a second. But you can come and visit these businesses, learn more about the parade, learn more about the local members we have up here. And
yeah, all of the businesses are about one block within walking distance of each other. So you can swing by, learn a little bit more about the parade. We'll be having these at Tin Roof, Lakeshore Realty, as well as Bonner Title. Again, we'll all have appetizers and drinks, learn more about the parade, and Tin Roof will actually be selling tickets for the parade as well.
So it was at the Tin Roof, Bonner Title, and what was it?
And Lakeshore Realty.
Lakeshore Realty. So the Tin Roof is where Sandpoint Title was originally years ago, kitty corner from the Hydra, across from Lighthouse Blue Cheese Factory. And the Bonner Title is in the bottom floor of the
Sand Creek Lofts,
mm-hmm. The condos there by the old powerhouse. And Lakeshore Realty, is that the one by
Dockside?
By the Burger Dock?
Yeah, Burger Dock.
Burger Dock.
Thank you.
That was close. So, where let's see, where Starbucks used to be in that same parking lot as Spuds. Makes that easy to remember. So that's happening today from when to when?
4 to 7.
4 to 7.
And you can start at any location. We're also offering a passport. So if you visit all locations and get a stamp from each business, you'll go into a drawing for a chance to win four $500 gift certificates.
Very good. That's outstanding. So is there PBCA used to be here? Is that still around?
Unfortunately, no.
Okay.
That ultimately spread apart. A lot of the members are now members of the NIBCA.
That was my kind of what I was leading into. Yeah.
And ultimately, you know, with how, you know, this is the nature of networks and the opportunity to be part of them. We're pretty fortunate in Coeur d'Alene. We have a strong body of members that ultimately are very invested, and they're invested in seeing this community grow and ultimately seeing it bettered. And as a result of seeing the needs up here, bringing back the Home and Garden Show as something mm-hmm. that's promoted, supported, and put together by the builders, and now bringing Parade of Homes up here, these are excellent opportunities for the community to ultimately get free information.
So how can contractors and people like contractors in the Sandpoint area get involved with you guys?
We'd love to start by seeing you at our sip and stroll a little bit later, but we're available anytime at NIBCA.com. Ultimately, we office out of Coeur d'Alene on 4th Street, mm-hmm. but we have a variety of meetings, and we're bringing a new level of integration up here to Sandpoint with a specific committee of local members, local businesses, who are going to be meeting up here monthly and ultimately talking about, you know, it's not a one-size-fits-all discussion. What are the challenges that builders, contractors, remodelers see up here in Sandpoint? How can ultimately we provide a better service to our community and show up and ultimately network about that?
And it all begins. You can go to NIBCA.com to learn more, or this afternoon, and visit the Tin Roof, Bonner Title, or Lakeshore Realty, and participate in the sip and stroll. Sounds like there's wine involved.
And then possibly tacos and margaritas. So you might need to stop by to find out.
Sip and stroll and then siesta and tacos and margaritas. And so at NIBCA, you have the Knight Awards home-based showcase and just volunteers in general. So you learn more about that at NIBCA. And once again, the Parade of Homes, the first one ever in the Sandpoint area. It'll be the weekend of September 30th and October 1st. It sounds like a very interesting and fun way to spend the day.
And ultimately, a lot of our resources are going to be available online. You know, if you can't make it out for whatever reason, the best way to experience these homes is in person. Anybody who's done, an open house, you get a different feel for it. Mm-hmm. But ultimately, we're creating new levels of digital technology, whether that's home walkthroughs and their availability to show off and showcase these homes. So be looking for more information about that as time goes by.
And, you know, we've all driven by some homes in this area. God, I wonder what it's like inside there. This is your opportunity to see it.
Absolutely.
Without a realtor.
And you go at your own pace. You know, we talked a little bit about how long it can take. For some of us, I can say for myself, it's hard to set aside this huge block of time to visit every home. But I can curate and look at it and go, you know, maybe these are homes that are in my price range that I'm wanting to look at. Or this is a cool look. Or I definitely want to go see that multi-million-dollar home I may personally never live in, but I want to borrow ideas from or take a look at. And as a result, you can cater. You can design this experience to your timing, your needs. There's nobody pushing you. Nobody's going to say, hey, you want to cut a check today?
Yeah.
This is about celebrating creation and ultimately what our craftsmen here in North Idaho are capable of.
And then additionally, you can look forward to a Parade of Homes beautiful guidebook that will be circulating around Sandpoint as well, and it has spreads and layouts of all the houses that are included. There's also virtual homes included too that you can see online at the NIBCA.com as well.
Very good. That's Carrie Bertrand from Bonner Title and Kootenai Title. We've been talking to Emily Bradley, Executive Director of NIBCA, and Levi Snyder, the GM of Monogram Homes and President of NIBCA. Guys, it's great to meet you. It's great to have you on the show, and we'll do it again sometime.
Thank you.
Thank you, Bob.
All right. We are going to take our second break. When we come back, we have our monthly segment with the Sandpoint Senior Center. So stick around.
Let thick and thin beams of Bonner's Ferry, your hometown sawmill, help you spruce up your home with new flooring, a decorative mantel, or desktop. There's something special and satisfying about building your home using local wood. Its beauty and strength are hard to beat. Be sure to check with Thick and Thin Lumber first for all your wood product needs. For fast, reliable service and competitive pricing, come see the mill at 4355 Cow Creek Road or check out the website, tntbeams.com.
Score a touchdown when you sign up with Ting Internet. Join Ting and you'll get a $200 service credit and free standard installation. Plus, we'll donate $50 to Sandpoint High School's athletic program. With Ting Fiber Internet, you can download, watch, play, work, stream, game, and video chat without buffering or lag, no matter how many people are online. To claim this offer and get internet as fast as a Bulldog running back, visit tinginternet.com/bulldogs. That's tinginternet.com/bulldogs.
Hi, this is Brian Ivey, service manager at Pierce Auto Center in beautiful Sagal, Idaho. It's that time of year again. School's back in session. We are offering 10% off on all factory scheduled maintenance for the month of September. As always, all vehicles that go through our shop will receive a complimentary multi-point inspection. Remember, our certified technicians work on all makes and models, including Subaru and Toyota. Call today. Pierce Auto Center.
Cancer screening can save your life. Begin cervical screening at age 25. At 45, colorectal and breast screening. At 50, discuss lung screening with a doctor. Find resources for free and low-cost screening at cancer.org/get screened. This is a public service message from the American Cancer Society.
Pack River Store is hiring for motivated servers. They offer competitive pay plus tips for all positions, easy scheduling, and matching 401k. To apply, stop by and fill out an application. Pack River Store, located on Rapid Lightning Road.
Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Endless Summer Sale, September 1st through the 11th, and get 30% off paints and stains with prices starting at $31.14. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If you have ever thought about remodeling your bathroom but were worried it would take too long or cost too much, then stop worrying. Right now, Jacuzzi Bath Remodel has designed a collection of high-quality custom products and perfected the one-day remodeling experience so you can enjoy your new bathroom faster than ever before. It's a worry-free bath remodel from the most trusted brand name in the business, Jacuzzi. For a virtual or in-home appointment, call 800-826-9895. That's 800-826-9895. 800-826-9895.
97.1 FM is North Idaho's radio.
All right, we are back. Our second segment here on North Idaho Thursday. And every first Thursday of the month, we are joined from the ladies from the Sandpoint Senior Center. We have Brenda and Marie with us. Marie with the Daybreak Center, Brenda the head chef at the Senior Center. And ladies, last time you were here, we were talking about the upcoming wine tasting, which has happened recently.
Yes.
Tell us how that went.
It was a total success. We have to do a shout out to Winter Ridge, Schweitzer, Lighthouse, Trinity, the Brown Family Vineyards, Precept Wines, the 7B Wine Club, and many, many more. And it was a total success. If you picked up our newsletter, you'll see our wine tasting fundraiser turned out to be a great event, Bob.
So will this become an annual thing? Or is it an annual?
Well, they're already screaming for more, so it looks like we're going to probably accommodate them.
Yeah, so did Lighthouse provide the snacks? Or?
Well, some of the ingredients for the foods and, you know, some of the cheeses, the, you know, just mostly ingredients, cooking and herbs, spices, that kind of thing.
And this was a fundraiser for the senior center?
It was.
And it was a success.
That's
good to know. Before we go any further, I want, if you're interested in joining the board of directors for the Sandpoint area seniors, tomorrow is the deadline to get your letter of interest into the board. And you submit that to Nikki Klein, who's been on the show several times, the board president. Can you just drop that off at the senior center?
You sure can, or give them a call and they can give you further instructions.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And find out what it all entails being on the board of directors.
Or just show up. We'll be glad to see you in person.
That would be great. So what else is going on there? What's happening at the Daybreak Center, Marie?
Nothing too exciting, except we're there 5 days a week, and mostly from 10 to 5. We will make special appointments for people if they have something coming up. So we're just providing wonderful care and read to people and do puzzles. And if you've got a family member that needs to be someplace while you go to a medical appointment, especially people are still driving to Coeur d'Alene and Spokane for appointments. Mm-hmm. And it's kind of nice not to have somebody have to wait in the car or, you know, so we're there for them.
They just need a break.
Yeah. So, yeah, they do. And sometimes we have a gentleman that brings his wife in, and then he goes and gets a sandwich and coffee, and I bake her favorite cookies, and we have a good time. So
well, that's good.
A great time.
And you can always call the Daybreak Center and find out more about all the details on that. But like you said, 10 to 5, just general hours. But if you need extended hours or earlier, you'll make exceptions whenever you can. Brenda, what other fun events are happening at the Senior Center this month?
Okay. Something coming up is our Panhandle. We're hosting the Panhandle Health health screening thing. And that's October 11th from 9 to 1 p.m. And if you want more information, call 208-263-5159. That's the Panhandle Health, and that's where the information is. We will be hosting it at the center, but the information you'd have to ask them.
To find out what exactly this screening means.
And yes.
What
if you show up at 9 a.m., I'm sure they can tell you in person right there at the Senior Center on October 11th. Also, we have new prices, and those, they've been in effect, but I think people aren't knowing that, so I wanted to shout that out. Guests under 60 are $10, and guests over 60 is $7 for our delicious lunches every day at 11:30. Also, except Friday's breakfast, 8:30 a.m., don't forget. Mm-hmm. Also, instead of volunteers, which we are always shouting out for our volunteers, we love them all, we need more all the time, but now we're looking for help wanted. And we don't normally have a lot of positions open. Most of our staff is volunteer, but if you really have a heart for the elderly and even the youngerly, come on out and get your application in, and we'd like to see you at the Senior Center.
So help wanted doing what specifically?
Mostly nutrition assistance.
In the meals.
Yeah,
there you go.
And getting the meals out to the drivers. And, of course, we have a great bunch of drivers that are our volunteers, and we can always use more. But we just really appreciate all the help our volunteers give us.
Very good. So we contact the Senior Center, 263-6860, and find out more about that and how to apply, et cetera. You have art classes. The next one, well, I guess we had it yesterday, and it's every Wednesday at 3 o'clock. Mm-hmm. There's board game Thursday at 9. I assume that's 9 in the morning because we're not staying up to 9 at night. Bridge on Tuesdays at 12:30. There's Bunko on Mondays from 12:30 to 2:30. Cribbage Thursday, which needs more players, by the way.
Yes.
Monday and Thursday. This is a very important exercise group called Fit and Fall Proof, which we all know is how important that is for seniors. Speaking of which, there's blood pressure checks Thursday at 11 if the EMTs are not out on a call. And just more and more. How do you get the newsletter? It's a great newsletter that's put together every month. How do you get on that list to get one?
Well, you can come by and pick up a copy at the center. You can get it emailed to you. Just call the center and ask them for that, if they could do that for you. Mm-hmm. And we also have it online.
Yeah, you can go to sandpointareaseniors.org. That's sandpointareaseniors.org. And what I just did here on my little laptop is click on newsletters, and it asks you which month you want to see, and boom, there it is. So you can find out more about all these events and what's happening at the Senior Center, of course, located at 820 Main Street in Sandpoint. And, looking for board of directors, looking for volunteers always, and help wanted right now. So call the Senior Center for more information, 263-6860. Brenda Marie, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Bob.
I'll tell you what, let's do it again next month.
Hey, we'll meet back here.
All right, we'll meet right here in this room. All right. And we are going to take our final break. And when we come back, Joyce Jowdy is with us from the Sandpoint Library. Tell us about all the events going on at the library throughout the month of September. And looking forward to this, so stick around.
Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge. Enjoy spacious guest rooms with free Wi-Fi. It's dog-friendly, but call early. Rooms are limited. Best Western Plus offers free breakfast, has a conference room for meetings, and you can relax in the indoor pool and hot tub. It's the closest hotel to Schweitzer Mountain Resort, located next to Sweet Lou's, where you can walk to dine. Call today and book your reservation at the Best Western Plus Ponderay Mountain Lodge.
Summer is in full swing, and it's time to see what's new at Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet. They have preparedness and homesteading books and supplies, emergency rations, food storage supplies, ammo and knives, jewelry, ReadyWise foods, and more. They stock items that you won't find anywhere else in our area. They buy, sell, and trade. Open weekdays and located on Triangle Drive just south of the Kootenai Cutoff Road in Ponderay. Gunberg Schloss Collector's Cabinet.
The Hydra on 2nd and Lake is Sandpoint's original steakhouse. Stop in today for lunch or dinner.
The Hydra Steakhouse opens 7 days a week from 11 a.m. to 9 p.m. Come on in for nightly specials, famous prime rib, seafood, chicken, and pasta dinners. Or swing into the lounge with a full bar, try a tasty appetizer, and check out the house-made signature cocktails, beer, and wine.
Come on back to the Hydra for lunch or dinner today. The Hydra, 2nd and Lake in Sandpoint.
Hi, this is Chad Young from the EasyHomeBuyer.com, Spokane and Coeur d'Alene's trusted cash home buyer. Despite record interest rate increases and home values dropping, I am still buying houses. If you own a house and want to sell as is in as little as 1 week, call me for your fair cash offer at 208-877-6000. We've helped hundreds of sellers in the area sell fast for cash and pay no commissions or fees. We are the highest rated cash home buying company in our area because we guarantee a closing and we care about our customers. We are a local family-owned company that buys houses, vacant land, and apartments. To get your free cash offer today, visit us online at theeasyhomebuyer.com or call us at 208-877-6000. That's 208-877-6000. Play that catchy jingle.
Pick up the phone to inquire. Call the Easy Home Buyer.
We're going abroad for the first time in years. To Spain. So we started using Babbel.
And started learning Spanish fast.
With Babbel, you can start having conversations in another language in just 3 weeks.
¿Cómo te llamas?
¿Cómo te llamas?
When you learn a language, you want to actually use it. Babbel is designed with that goal in mind.
In just 3 weeks, we're starting to have conversations in Spanish. Gracias, Babbel.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free at Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Listen live anytime, anywhere with our new website, NorthIdahoRadio.com.
All right, we are back. Our final segment here for this afternoon, and joined right now with Joyce Jowdy. Is that how I pronounce it?
It's Joyce Jowdy.
Community Engagement and Adult Programming Coordinator, and welcome to the show.
Thank you very much.
And
I appreciate this opportunity.
You've been with the Sandpoint Library for just a couple of months now, and you obviously like it.
Yes, I do. I'm just starting out, and I appreciate this opportunity to let folks know what's going on at the library. We're not just about books. As you could tell from my title, Community Engagement, we're trying to connect with the community more than ever.
And with that having been said, how are you trying to connect with the community more?
Well, one of the things with the changing times is we want to know what it is that people aspire to. and what it is they see for themselves, their families, and their community, and maybe what are some of those barriers that are keeping them from achieving it, and how the library can play a role in them learning or sharing or experiencing or discovering what they need to do in order to be able to reach their aspirations. And so my new position, community engagement portion, is about that reaching out and trying to listen to what people's needs are, collaborate, and try to work to figure out how we can partner and provide different services and programs.
And to find out what those services and programs are that the general population wants.
That's right. And so we're staying current with the times. The library is ever evolving. And we want to evolve with the community in a way that's positive for all.
Very good. Very well said. So programs for the month of September, what do you guys have coming up that's maybe new and special for everyone?
Okay, well, we just started in August was our first time for this new series called Natural Connections, and that's a new event that we aspire to have monthly. That's an all-day event. This one will be in September 23rd, which is a Saturday, and it'll go from 10 to 4, and it'll be at the library's garden. Are you familiar with the garden, Bob?
You know, I go to the library all the time, and I was just reading this, and it says in the Sandpoint Library Garden, and I'm going, where is that?
It's right, there used to be that hut there.
Yeah.
Well, now there's a garden, and it's for the community, and we have, it's essentially kind of like a demonstration, if you will. There's food, there's herbs, there's flowers. We have a whole little pollinator's garden, something to draw the monarch butterflies. So lots of different things. And so it's a great outdoor space. And by the way, when there's food, there might still be some blackberries. You're welcome as a public to come and take a snack and experience it. And so for this Natural Connections, we're going to do it in the garden. And shall I tell you a little more about it, or do you have any questions?
I remember that Quonset hut because a friend of mine owned it and had a net in there where you could hit golf balls in the wintertime.
Oh, really?
That's what I remember about it.
Interesting. Well, everything evolves, and now it's a living, breathing garden.
I think a lot of people don't know that that's the library's garden.
Yes, and it is for the community. And so we're starting to have programs there. There'll be the second Natural Connections, and this one will start at 10. Mm-hmm. And the first program will be to try to get you in touch with your health's connection to nature and how nature affects your well-being and through the lens of Ayurveda. So, you know, it's known as the science of life. So we have Yvonne Heitz going to share with us about Ayurvedic medicine and that whole system for living in their connection. And then she's going to do a special focus on digestion. And, you know, some people think it's, well, let me ask you, Bob, is it what you eat? Is that what matters, do you think?
I'm reading right here that is no, it's what you digest.
Yeah. And so
I cheated. I looked at your poster.
Hey, fair enough. So, but you could find out more details if you come to that program about what it really means to be able to digest your food and maybe use spices or herbs or certain foods that are unique to your body's special needs and the season possibly that can help your health. And to make it an experiential event, we're also going to, for the first 25 participants, offer lunch, Sandpoint
curry.
Pete is going to make us some food, and that way Yvonne will be able to share those principles right then and there. You'll get to taste those principles.
Huh, interesting. And just learn more stuff about what you're digesting.
Yep, and your health. And so then at 1, we'll shift to a garden topic, which is seed saving. And our garden coordinator at the library, Anna, is going to lead that. And that'll be a hands-on experience where you'll actually get to, there's screens to shake the seeds, and she's going to teach you the techniques for drying and saving.
So is this taking, like, if you grew some vegetables or, say, pumpkins or melons this year, and because people, I have a little pumpkin patch. People are saying, you know, leave a couple of those in there and it'll go to seed. It's just like, I've never done that.
Right. She'll be talking about that and we'll be doing some of it. So, and then you'll get to even take some that you've done there home with you.
Interesting.
So you'll have some seeds for next year ready to plant. And also, she's a wealth of information. And since she's the one that's been overseeing the garden this year, she'll be also available for all sorts of questions. So,
yeah. Interesting. And the perfect time of year to be doing that.
That's right. That's right. which leads you into the next segment at 2 o'clock, which yes. is putting your garden beds to bed.
Yeah. And that's one that a lot of us don't pay that much attention to. So with this program at 2 o'clock on the 23rd, you can discover how to prepare your garden for winter and maintain garden tools, and while helping clear the library beds as well. And, how to clean it up and the way to do it and the way to compost it correctly.
Yeah. And she's going to talk too. This is Nina Ekberg. She'll be also talking to us about, how if you compost, and it can be easy, that really helps your soil for the new year. And so you make it easier for yourself come springtime.
Mm-hmm.
And so this also will be a hands-on. And that's one of the things I wanted to mention to folks about this Natural Connections series that we're doing is it'll be all sorts of topics. It's a very broad, not just your, you know, common ones. Everything pretty much falls under it, whether it's the connections that come naturally or really connected to nature like the plant world, all sorts of things. But we want it to be experiential, you know, all different modalities of learning and teaching and sharing. You know, last month we had percussion play shop with ethnic drums. You got to play, you know, and this time we'll have seeds to take home and this sort of thing. So people learn different, people share different, people have fun different, and we want to just bring the community together.
Can you just show up on the 23rd for this?
Absolutely. And you can either stay the whole day or just the sections that interest you.
Just one of these sections, and you can learn more at ebonnerlibrary.org.
Right. And there's an events link when you go to that page, and that would work there. And then also, if you have any questions, you can always give me a call at the library. Once again, I'm Joyce Jowdy, and that's 208-263-6930. And also, you could email me, Joyce, at ebonnerlibrary.org. And I really am looking to hear what the community is looking for. So I don't know, Bob, maybe you have some suggestions for some programs you might like to see.
I can suggest that on September the 9th from 3 to 4 o'clock, you can there's a program called A Heart's Journey to Forgiveness, a memoir with Therese Lukens, local author. And That is Saturday from 3 to 4, and you can meet the author and ask questions and things of that nature. Then also on September 16th, Above and Beyond, How Women Astronomers and Astronauts Brought Space Down to Earth. So tell us a little bit more about that.
Yeah, that one should be really interesting. Dale DeBasque is going to he's an author, and he wrote the book, but he's going to do a presentation where he shows basically from Babylonian times to now, through the faces of individual women, how they have influenced astronomy and planetary exploration. The role of women have been going on that long, and he's going to do it through stories, through anecdotes, science, all sorts of different things.
Wow.
So it should be really interesting. And one thing I want to mention real quick, if there's time,
is
in addition to that, I want people to realize that we also have a Library of Things collection. I don't know if you're aware of that. So instead of just checking out your book, you can check out a telescope. Or maybe you want to try your hand at a guitar before playing it.
I did not know this.
So those kinds of things. Check out the library for that. Also, we'll be starting September 18th. Open sewing. We have 4 sewing machines, and you can come, and there'll be some expert guidance if you need it and help. And then in October, we're going to start sewing classes. So we're really trying to reach all different kinds of things. And I'm hoping people will give me a call, shoot me an email, and let me know what they're interested in, how they want their community to be, how they want it, what they aspire to, and what the library can do all around lifelong learning to make that happen.
Yeah, so there's that, so to speak. You can find out if you like sewing, or maybe you used to sew but you don't have a sewing machine. That's a great time to do that, September 18th. Meet the author on September 9th. We have the Natural Connections on September 23rd. I know we've given a lot of information in this last 15 minutes. Probably the thing to do if you want more on any of these events is go to ebonnerlibrary.org, E as in East Bonner, library.org, and there's an events tab, and check on that. And Joyce, it's great to meet you, and I'm glad you're around and have this job here, and let's do this again sometime.
All right, that'd be great. Thank you so much.
All right, we've got
a great day.
Bulldog football for you. From Missoula against the team from Alberta. That is tomorrow evening, 6 p.m. for the kickoff here on KSBT. Till then, I'm Bob Witte, and we'll see you later.